I give to you an amazing woman and healer from that is Aboriginal from Australia, Mamaya.
Hello, lovely. Thank you very much for welcoming me back here yet again. I'd like to thank Anne-Marie and the Ohlone people and all of the people that are gathered here from the different nations. I'd like to also honour and ask the blessing of all the spirit ancestors from here. That now, we have a very, very similar history in Australia as the Native Americans have here. Our babies were knocked on the head and used for dog food in Australia. And one of the probably the reason why I'm still here is that I had a white father. And I was considered to have enough human blood to be trained to be a domestic. And yet I was born down the line called the Wirraloo line, which carries women's law. So I was taken away from my family. And my grandmother made
cold over there.
You can do whatever you want. And she got my father on board. And as I went into Catholic school, got straight out by the nuns.
I'm going to sit with you guys. It's too cold over there. Hi. Remind me.
Amy.
Hi. Oh, wait, I can't see here. I'll go back here.
Away from our long-term relationships, to walk away and even walk away from our children because time gets too hard. These are the times, what we call the spiritual testing times, of our journey and our path. In our country we have, right from the part of creation, everything was provided for every single one of us. And we call our creator Bayami, and you call him the Great Spirit. And Bayami created every need that we could possibly have without giving us a need to take from anyone else or anything else, right? We take our law in our country is you take what you need from this planet and not what you greed. But we've become very, very greedy. We make good marriages now. Good, secure financial marriages now rather than marry a soulmate that will take us on our spiritual walk through life. We teach our children to be competitive with other children and to say to the other children who don't have as much as them, look what I have, look what I have, look what I have. And our children now expect us to entertain them and provide for them without giving anything back, and we don't ask for them to give anything back. Then they go into relationships and they expect the person they move into a relationship with to make them happy. It's not that I also have to contribute to this relationship. You are here to make me happy. You are here to provide for me. This is just not true. We have to start teaching our children a different way. Now, a long time ago in the dream time, when we go back in our history, we call it the dream time. A long time ago in the dream time, Bayami the Creator, he gathered all the small birds and he said to them, everything you need, I have provided for you within this forest. Never fly above the canopy of the forest, because there are birds of prey.
and you will not survive. Remember my law. I have provided everything you need from within this forest. Never fly above it. And there were two little brown birds. And this teaches you about the oneness of all of creation and the children about honouring the oneness of creation and not being spiteful and cruel. Birds actually fall in love. Did you know that? They fall in love and they partner for life, most birds. So these two little birds fell in love. Little plain brown birds. And they started to build their nest. And she would fly in one direction and bring back a bit of strand of grass. And he would fly in another direction and they'd move back at the nest. And males always finished the nest. So they would weave together into the nest until the nest was almost complete. And the male always goes and gets the final piece of grass or twine or whatever it can get to tie that nest together and secure it, while the female goes out and gets down to feather that nest. In this time, we have a very special flower that grows within our forest, and it's the flower of New South Wales, which is my state. And these flowers were only ever white. So this little bird, she went off to gather down to down the nest, and he went off to get the last bit of twine. She came back to the nest, no partner. And so she frantically looked around and there was no sign of him. So she started to call. There was no sound from him. And she started to get frantic, absolutely frantic, of what will I do? This is my partner. Where is he? Something must have happened to him. He needs me. He needs me. What will I do? And he still never arrived. And she thought, the only way that I can get a proper look to see if he's hurt somewhere is to risk and fly above the canopy of the forest. And she flew above the canopy of the forest and she looked in one direction, no sign of him. And she was panicking. Her heart was beating and pounding. And she looked in another direction, no sign of him. And finally she turned and caught a tiny little glimpse in the corner of her eye, right off in the distance, this tiny little speck coming towards her. She realised, she was so relieved. And just as she was about to descend to the forest floor, she felt the talons of the hawk pierce her chest. And mortally wounded, she struggled from the hawk's grasp and fluttered down into the forest and landed on a white waratah, where she just had the strength to hop from waratah to waratah with her life bleeding away. And finally she got upon the nest just as he arrived and died there. And her little mate wailed to Bayami and he goes, why did she die? Why did she die? And Bayami come down and he said, I warned you all about flying above the canopy of the forest. I told you the danger that lie there, that the hawk and eagle lived there and that you were in danger. And this little bird was inconsolable. He said, but why? And Bayami said, she sacrificed her life for love. She thought that you were injured. This little bird gave her life. And as a reward for you and your kind from this day forward, this bird, you will carry the blood stain on her breast to remind all who come after you of the sacrifice this little bird made for love. In this one instance, the one that will have the redder breast will be the female, because she made the sacrifice. This flower that you landed on, the waratah, will forever from this day forward remain red with her blood to remind the world and all those who come after you that to love, to truly be part of love, you will have to make sacrifices from this day. And we don't teach our children about making sacrifices. We don't ask them to make a sacrifice. We sacrifice. We sacrifice ourselves. We sacrifice our time. We sacrifice our relationships. All to no avail. Because if we want to be part of something that's strong, and it starts with family. It starts with teaching our children how to make sacrifices for each other. it starts with being that will make a strong family. To make sacrifices as a family will make a strong community. To make sacrifices as a community makes a strong race. And then a strong race that will make sacrifices will make for a stronger and better world. We're not prepared to make sacrifices anymore. And so all of our teachings come with things. Every time a child is greedy or demands or wants, or an adult, I remind them with one of these stories or one of these teachings, that, you know, you'll forget me one day. But you know what? Every time you see a little red robin fly past you, you know what you remember? You remember, and you'll be reminded in that moment, am I making the sacrifice that I need to make? Am I making the right choices that I need to make for my journey? You know, it's like Adelina said, you don't need to plan for money. You don't need to marry well. You just need to marry right. You don't need to buy your children. You know, at the end of the day, the most important thing you will ever do with your child is give them your time. Because that's the hardest thing you can give anybody. And the most difficult you can give anybody is your time. I hope that if I'm here today and I've changed just one person's way of thinking in these really, really difficult times, and they're going to get harder, believe you me. I have been given the information of how difficult times are going to get in this world. And if we don't learn now to make sacrifices for each other and for our relationships, it just means we just walk. It's not easy to just walk over and go, well, I'll just have another relationship because this one's too hard. It doesn't work that way. That's not how the Creator intended us to be. Okay? So that's the teaching of how the Waratah became red.